Do be seated. I wonder if you recognise any of these lyrics. Ticking away the moments that make up a dull day, you fritter and waste the hours in an offhand way. Anyone got it? Tired of lying in the sun, staying home to watch the rain. You are young and life is long and there is time to kill today. And then one day you find 10 years have got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun. Oh, okay. No Pink Floyd fans out there then. Okay. Well, I was going to start by playing Time, which is the lyrics from this song, but I thought I can't record those. There'll be a copyright rule. You may not know this, but on the 1st of March 1973, so we're coming up to its 50th anniversary, the seminal album by Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, was released. Some of you have got a copy of it, haven't you? Because it sold 45 million copies. And in that song, Time, they were considering how it just goes. It ends, far away across the field, the tolling of the iron bell calls the faithful to their knees to hear the softly spoken magic spells. Now, there are no magic spells here. We are dealing with God's word. But it's a very soulful, sorrowful song in some ways. And it sums up the gift of time, the gift of life that you and I are blessed with. And, of course, how we spend it, what we do with it. I hate wasting time. I hate being late for anything. I'm just a recovering perfectionist. So if you see me kind of looking at my watch, it's just a nervous tick I have, okay? It's just something I keep doing. But the difficulty for someone like me is that when I am time fixated, I'm looking always to the next thing and not living in the moment now. And I guess that's the journey that God's inviting you and I to be in the present. What does he have for us right now, today? Because I and we can take for granted the gift of time. We can imagine that we've got a lot still to spend. And that was the tragedy of that parable that Jesus told, that this rich man was a fool because he thought he was in control of everything, but he could not be in control of time. He thought that life was about accumulation. I've got so much, I'm going to build some more barns. Life was about the abundance of possessions. And life, as we know, equals leisure, eating, drinking, and having a wonderful time. Now, don't get me wrong. We enjoy all those things. I enjoy all those things. But he was fixated on self. And he, like us, is not in control of time, of life. It is precious beyond measure. We know that. We know that. So we're invited to use it well. Because in the case of the parable of the rich fool, that very night his life came to an end. The psalmist in Psalm 39 wrote, "Lord, let me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing in your sight." Let's spend time, life, well. And the tragedy is that people out there are trying to sell us a dream, and it's a false dream, that as you and I age and we spend more time on earth, we can look younger, be healthier, and have a better life. And it's a lie. But it does say that we recognize, even as a secular society, how precious life and time is. And in that glorious and well-known reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, we're reminded of how precious life is. It's bookended between birth and death. And the whole of life is encapsulated there in 8 short verses. And you and I find ourselves within it. And if you look at the passage, perhaps just turn to it now if you've got it in front of you. your pew sheet there. There are some things that are inevitable. Weeping and mourning. And often those occur when we recognise life is threatened or life has come to an end. There's some we can choose to embrace and to live fully within. Healing, building, laughing, dancing. Oh, that there would be more dancing in church. Mending, loving, peaceful. And there is some that are best to avoid altogether. Tearing, hating. So we've got a choice. We're invited to spend time in those categories, and some to be avoided. So I was thinking, well, how do I spend my time? How do we spend this gift that's given to us? Well, the first thing is we spend it on ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong, we need to get a balance. We need to look after ourselves. But I don't want to be like the rich fool who invested in himself to the exclusion of everybody else. Secondly, family and friends. So we had the joy of going to see our new grandson yesterday. Time had no quality beyond just enjoying being there and smiling and drinking actually Bollinger champagne, which, in case you're wondering about my budget, we were gifted, so that's fine. And it is very nice, but it's not worth that amount of money. But there we are, very nice. Third thing we spend time in is work. You know, work can consume us, and suddenly we're retired and we think, what happened? How did I invest my life? And I'm juggling is probably the wrong word, but I'm working in two roles now, because my new job started 3 weeks ago. And how do those two work with each other? And how do I honour each with time in my life? Time is also spent living our life. And, you know, one of the things we need to do, for example, is sleep. That's a third of our life gone. I did wake up this morning at 3:45, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I looked at The Moral Maze on BBC iPlayer and the danger of suffering in our lives. So that's why I'm quite bright now, but by midday I'll have switched off. And finally, and most importantly, God. How much time do we spend with him and for him? And my premise would be that whether we are spending time on ourselves or family and friends or work or living our lives, all of those things can honour God. If we recognise our presence and our relationship with God in each of those aspects, we don't sign off. And of course, eternity is a concept that is open for all. There will be no clocks in heaven unless you want one there. It transcends the finite nature of time here on earth. I don't know how God's going to do it, but eternity is eternity. And we won't be bored. It won't be like waiting at a bus stop for a very, very long time. We're called to invest our time in kingdom things as followers of Jesus. Paul, when he wrote to the church at Ephesus, said, "Live your life not as unwise people, but as the wise ones, making the most of the time. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And I guess that's the invitation of life, is to discern what it is that God has for us and what God wants for us. So today you and I are gifted with 1,440 minutes. I'm terribly sorry, but 599 of them have gone already. And they're not coming back. Yet, there is the gift of this next moment. So we're invited to bank the gift of time, to make credits and fewer debits. For example, if I was to calculate how much daytime TV I watch, or probably cricket highlights to be honest, versus how much time I spend in my neighbour's house, so Sorry, Mike, I'm going to be coming around a lot more often now. Is there an imbalance there? Yes. So I sometimes waste time when I should be investing it. And many of you have given and continue to give your time to the community and church. And I want to thank you for that. Because there's not enough thanks in church. And I know some of you are sitting there thinking, my time has come to an end, I can't do any more. Well, there are two things that you can do, and they're costly, but they are priceless. You can pray, and you can encourage. So if you feel you are running out of energy, but you can talk and you can pray, pick up the phone, write something, but use your time well. So here's a few thoughts just to finish with. Hospitality. Invite someone for a cup of coffee, even if it's instant. Spend time with people. There may be a way that you can volunteer or do some service. It just so happens there's a flyer today about some things coming up at Easter. But there's always opportunities to use our time to benefit and bless others. Shop for someone. Practical ways of helping. And I know many of you do that already. And strangely enough, very poignantly in terms of time, did you know what Friday was? Just gone. 17th of February. Well, I didn't know either. National Random Act of Kindness Day. Now, we don't have to wait till next 17th of February. I tell you, it's alive and well in Rest Park this morning. I was doing as what a responsible dog owner does when something happens in Rest Park. A jogger came over to us because we were heading away from the bins. And he said, I'll take that for you. Even I was lost for words. So it's out there. But being gifted time, we need to recognize it's a gracious gift of God. And the fool was not rich towards God in his possessions. But we are called to be rich towards God in the gift of time that you and I have been blessed with. And it simply starts at the beginning of each day with a prayer along the lines of, thank you, God, for life today. What are we going to do together? It's that simple, and yet it's that profound. Each morning, the gift of the day. Each night, the thankfulness for the day that is gone. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for things that we take for granted. And I guess for us all, to some extent, time is something that we don't think about as much as we should. May we recognize its gift, its power, its beauty, that there is a time for everything. And we pray that today and each day that you bless us with, we would use it well to be rich towards you and to bring honor and glory to your name. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Lord of time and our Savior and King. Amen.